America Weekend. Sing the underwear song. Sing it all day long. Sing the underwear song.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Carrie DeFalco.
We are going to talk about underwear. So hide the kids. Hide the elderly folks in your family.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Yes, hide them all. Because if they just can't stand to talk about this or listen to this, now, I feel bad for them. We need to talk about underwear.
This is a public service message, because this is underwear mistakes that are bad for your health.
We care.
And you need to keep that area healthy.
We have people out there across the country right now that are doing dangerous things down there, and it's all because of their undergarments.
Yes.
This will straighten the world out.
Yes.
Yes, it will take away, you know, you get things all bunched up down there, but more than that.
Yes.
This is health-related.
Health-related.
Underwear mistakes that are bad for your health. The first one, too tight underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is too tight underwear generally unflattering, but it can also promote chafing of the skin and vaginal irritation. Never thought I'd be saying that on the show today, especially if you're postmenopausal. For women who are menopausal, their vaginal walls tend to be thin, says Raquel B. Dardick, MD, clinical associate professor, Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at NYU, blah, blah, blah. From that perspective, any underwear that's tight enough to rub your skin can result in irritation. If your skin doesn't get irritated, then great, tight underwear won't hurt you. But if you do get irritated because of friction, then it's not recommended. I have no idea what I'm going to say next to you or what I should say next to you, so I'm just going to be quiet.
You know what I'm really looking at? I'm pretty sure this doctor used to be my doctor.
Really?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Dr. Dardick was your doctor?
Dr. Dardick. She's lovely. She's a brilliant woman.
What are the chances?
I know.
This is amazing.
Like, you got to be kidding me.
I'm laughing here like a third grader because there's this gynecologist named Dr. Dardick, and you've been to Dr. Dardick.
That's it, because you don't say her name like that, you child.
Dardick. Well, I see these things.
I know.
And my eyes go right to the dick portion of the Dardick.
That's because my husband does the same thing. He always said, he goes, if potty humor is no longer funny to me, I'm dead.
We could get this woman on the phone and we could talk about underwear.
Seeing
her?
Yeah, because she went to New York.
Oh, okay. But it ended well.
Yes. I'm telling you, she's an excellent
all good.
Doctor.
She's wonderful.
She's lovely.
She's the expert on tight underwear.
Apparently.
Okay.
Apparently.
Any other comments about this portion of the
I would
thing?
Just say, you know, we go back to the part that's in parentheses here,
yes,
where it says, you know, visible bulges. But listen.
Puckering.
Everything needs to lie smoothly.
Is that difficult to do?
You know what? I think more so for women, because
yes,
I think we really try. It's the same thing with clothing in general. You know, you want to tell yourself you're this size and maybe you're not so much. And
okay,
like, you might need to up it a little.
Really?
And you have to consider really how, like, you have to consider your day. What are the odds that someone's seeing you in your underpants? And is it important that they look fantastic? Because,
good point,
you know, most days, they're probably not. And you can wear the granny panties, quote unquote,
sure,
and be comfortable for the day and have everything be where it's supposed to be. And it's all good.
So if you're just going to work, regular run-of-the-mill day, and it's not going to turn into this, like, ultra-softcore adult fantasy, like, late-night Cinemax moment,
yeah,
it's just a regular run-of-the-mill day, you don't care what you're wearing down there.
Yeah, no, if you're not doing, like, a boudoir photo shoot, just, you know, the day-to-day ones can be normal.
Shapewear is mistake number two. Mm. If your tight undergarment happens to be shapewear, like the popular hip and tummy slimming kinds of waist-cinching corsets.
Corsets? Corsets are back.
Corsets are back?
Corsets
don't
are
don't they crush your lungs and your ribs and do bad things to you?
Well, the old ones did. Supposedly,
ooh,
now they are a way of shaping your body. And
there was one of those as seen on TV things for, like, men, even, you know, for these guys that are, like, ridiculously flabby. You put this thing on and all of a sudden you look great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
No, it sucks you in.
If it's really tight, you could have a nerve impingement and decreased circulation, says Donica Moore. Ever see Dr. Moore?
No,
sure,
no, never
sure,
heard of her.
Ever? No.
I promise.
MD, a women's health expert who has never seen Cara DeFalco, who speculates that tight girdles and shapers can even produce numbness or tingling in your extremities. That's,
ooh,
never good.
No.
You don't need tingling down there for bad reasons.
No, your
good tingling
extremities.
Is good.
That's
your extremities.
Not an extremity.
It's not? For me, it is. For you, it's not. For me, it is. That's the extremist of the extremities. It don't get more extremist than that. You answer that question with such confidence,
I can't
and
right
you
now
realize that I got more stuff going on down there than you do.
I cannot.
And you didn't think we were going to be talking about that today.
No.
My goodness. You've been on this show for, what, 2 months? We have never had more of a bonding moment than we just have over the last 17 seconds.
I am crying right now.
Yes. Extremities. I have extremities that you don't have.
You'll never have. And I'm very okay with that.
There you go. It's not easy walking around with these things. Furthermore, shapewear is notoriously difficult to take off. Shapewear makes it very difficult to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So when women wear them, they tend to hold it in more than they should. She said, wait a minute.
Yeah, you're not supposed to hold it, the pee in.
No, of course not. Plus, it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But if the stuff is so difficult to wear, why wear it in the first place?
Because we have to look good.
Oh, no, we don't. You don't have any extremities to worry about. Mistake number three. Again, these are underwear mistakes that are bad for your health, and
yes,
we hope that you and your kids are enjoying listening to this. Mistake three, synthetic fabrics and silk. When it comes to material, experts agree that your personal preference can dictate the fabric, as long as you make sure the crotch is lined with cotton. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the underwear that's available is fairly breathable, says Dr. Dardick.
Dr. Dardick.
As long as they have a cotton liner where the vaginal area is, you'll be fine.
Why is this women's underwear? Why is this not? I feel like...
I've never said the word vaginal as much as I have in the last 5 minutes of my entire life. But if you're looking for optimal underwear conditions, turn the page over because we print on both sides of the page here. Steer clear of synthetic materials and only wear silk on special occasions. Silk and synthetic fabrics are not breathable, which increases the risk of moisture being trapped and retained, which can create a yeast or bacterial infection. You're like making bread down there.
I'm so uncomfortable right now.
Mistake number four, thongs. Even if thong underwear is more your granddaughter's speed than yours, keep this tip in mind. If you have a propensity to get yeast or bacterial infections, thongs will only make things worse. Thongs can be a unique transport vehicle for bacteria from the back to the front. Oh, my goodness. And we're not going to talk about the
We're not finishing the sentence. We're just not finishing it.
Because certain germs can go from...
From back to front. That's all you
New
need
York
to know.
From New York to Chicago, if you know what I'm talking about. So they're
pretty
bad.
Pretty much.
And we won't even talk about this later on, but even Dr. Dardick agrees that thongs are bad.
Bad.
Number five, underwear at night. Most experts are proponents of sleeping completely in the nude, as long as you're comfortable in your birthday suit. Though it's a matter of personal preference, from the perspective of breathing and airing things out, you should sleep without underwear, says Dr. Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, please. That would never float in my house. No.
Oh.
No. I think I need some control when I'm sleeping at night. That's just me.
Nope.
Really, you don't need any control.
Nope.
Because I'm the one with the extremities. For women who are going through menopause, going underwear less may make even more sense. The more you wear, the more you have to take off when you get the night sweats.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Trust me, I know that ride. Hi, honey. Hope you're not listening. No one wants to linger in cold, wet panties once a hot flash passes. There you go.
No, there's... There's nothing worse now.
You are speechless.
I really am. I'm really...
We're talking about germs going from here to there.
Yes.
Dr. Dardick's all over the place. Extremities. Things getting moist. Things getting bad. Mistake number...
Two of my uncles... You cannot say the words moist or panties in front of him. He will lose his mind.
Really?
Yeah.
In a good way or a bad way?
No, just super, super uncomfortable.
Oh, I got to meet this guy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hi, nice. Moist to meet you.
This is the one who does fashion that we have to have him on for that.
I want him on. Now yes. I want to talk to him about moist panties. We need to have this conversation. America wants to know.
There's so many people who are so uncomfortable right now.
Hey now.
Including me.
Mistake number six, going commando during the day. This is something that blows my mind. If breathable underwear is good, what about wearing no underwear? Is it better? In a word, no. No underwear causes a whole host of other problems, particularly because clothing doesn't tend to have a liner, says Dr. Dardick. For one, if you're wearing pants, the seam sits right in the area down there and will constantly be rubbing that aforementioned area, which can irritate sensitive tissue. Why would someone not wear underwear in this day and age?
I used to have a girlfriend who would not wear underwear.
Really?
Yeah.
Got her phone number?
No. She's...
And why wouldn't she wear it?
Because she thought she was cool.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, no.
Well, imagine sitting across from her on the subway.
We're not still friends.
No?
No.
Was that the reason why?
No.
Was that the breaking point of the relationship?
Nope.
Sorry, no underwear. I can't be friends with you anymore.
You know what? It was probably a red flag, though.
Yeah. You know, let's see. She doesn't wear underwear. She thinks that's a good thing. Time to defriend her.
Yes.
Sweaty undies is mistake number seven. Women and men who tend to sweat should change their underwear regularly twice a day. Wait a minute. Twice a day? Have you ever thought about...
That's a lot of underpants.
That's a lot. Are you going to be... All right. When I get ready to go to work in the afternoon and I throw a can of iced tea and maybe a little snack in the bag, I'm not throwing clean underwear in there as well. I'm just not doing it.
You know what? And I think this speaks to the whole loungewear as... work wear as public wear. And I think, and I know that I've read something else that says, you know, a lot of times women will go to the gym or whatever, and because they still look halfway decent, because a lot of that clothing is now acceptable, you know, for everyday public wearing, they won't necessarily go home and change it because they're busy, not because they
just can't.
I have to go to the gym, then I have to pick up the kids and drop them off, and blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, you know, a half hour, an hour, 2 hours have passed. You really need to rinse right away.
Gotta rinse.
Rinse.
That's the key to everything in life. Just rinse
just
it all
rinse
off.
Just rinse it all off.
Rinse it off. You know, you rinse it off, ladies, you'll be fine the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Medical advice from Cara
DeFalco. They have a little tip at the end.
Where?
When you work out, wear a panty liner. That way, if you don't have time to change, at least you can just take that off.
Words to live by.
There you go.
I'm learning so much.
Thank you so much. That was a good little tip
right
there.
That was a wonderful tip. See, right then and there, people are walking away from the show with knowledge that they will use in everyday life.
We hope.
And men will just continue to wonder, what's going on down
I know.
There?
I can't even look at Ed right now. I really can't.
I know, she's like staring down at the table. It's like
time to go
she's
home.
Folding the
paper. I'm folding pieces of paper. I'm like, I'm so uncomfortable. Can I leave now?
On that note, stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Cara DeFalco.
And she's a very embarrassed Cara DeFalco. And this is a very helpful America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.